Hello, friends, and welcome to another local sports update with the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. I'm your host, Charles Wilson, and today we'll update the most recent results from our local high school sports and take a look at the schedules for the upcoming week. Before we get started, let's remind you that our podcast episodes are brought to you by Elite Stone Supply, Derek Strange, your local Edward Jones advisor, St. Angelo's Pizza at Lake Point, and Three Way Campers. By the way, you can help support these updates, podcast, and all the sports news and information that's on BartowSportsZone.com by becoming one of our sponsors. Beginning at just $49.99 per month, you can be recognized in our podcast, during our radio shows, and with a visual click-through ad on the Bartow Sports Zone website. It's a great way to support this project and to connect with the local sports fans in Cartersville and Bartow County. Tell them all about your business. We can surely use your support, so please consider advertising your business with Bartow Sports Zone. Okay, let's get started with this week's update. We will begin with high school tennis, where the Region 7 5A tournament seeds and brackets have been established. Both the girls and boys tournaments will take place at Dellinger Park in Cartersville on April 9 and 10, with the top four teams advancing to the state playoffs. The girls tournament top seed will be Calhoun, with Dalton also receiving a bye to the semifinals. On Tuesday the 9th, it'll be 4th-seeded Hiram to play 5th-seeded Woodland in one first-round match, while 3rd-seeded Cartersville will play 6th-seeded Cass. The winners of those first-round matches will lock up a state playoff berth. Calhoun gets the Hiram-Woodland winner in one semifinal on Tuesday, while Dalton will play the Cartersville-Cass survivor. On Wednesday the 10th, the semifinal winners will play for the region title, and the semifinal losers will square off for third place. The Region 7 5A Boys Tournament has Cartersville as the number one seed and Dalton as the 2 seed. Both have clinched state playoff berths already. Now they'll play to determine their seeding. On Tuesday the 9th at Dellinger, 4th-seeded Woodland will play a first-round match with 5th-seeded Hiram, while 6th-seeded Cass will take on number 3-seed Dalton. The Woodland-Hiram winner will face Cartersville in one semifinal, and the Dalton-Cass winner will play Calhoun in the other semifinal. And as well as the girls, on Wednesday the 10th, the semifinal winners will play for the region title, and the semifinal losers will play for third place. As for Adairsville, both the Tigers tennis teams finished 4-3 in Region 6 AAA regular season play. Their tournament will also be April 9th and 10th. It will be at Lakeshore Tennis Complex in Dalton. The pairings for that tournament were not available at the time of this publication. Let's take a quick time out, and when we return, we'll dive into the latest soccer results and schedules for the week.
Hey folks, this is Sean from St. Angelo's Pizza next to Lake Point Sports. If you're like me, you're ready for nicer weather and get-togethers. Well, with everything going on, we thought we'd bring you something a little delicious and economical to share with family and friends. Our pizza of the month is the Hawaii 5-0. For only $9.99, you can have this specialty pie covered with ham, pineapple, bacon, and of course our famous mozzarella and sauce. So dine in, carry out, or delivery, you choose. Order online at stangelos.com. That's stangelos.com.
Whether you love them or can't stand them, surprises are part of life. Derek Strange, your Cartersville Edward Jones financial advisor, can help you get ready for whatever life throws your way. He'll work with you to meet your changing needs and to help you end up where you want to be. And while there's never a good time to experience unexpected costs, Derek can help make them feel a little less unexpected. For an appointment, call Derek Strange at 770-386-4545. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. I'm your host, Charles Wilson, and now we'll take a look at the latest in local high school soccer, the results and schedules. In boys soccer, congratulations go out to the Cass Colonels, who wrapped up the Region 7 5A championship and a number one seed in the GHSA Class 5A state playoffs later this month with a 4-2 win last Thursday over Calhoun. Edgar Abasia scored a goal with just 5 minutes into the contest, and Melvin Velasquez scored a hat trick for the Colonels in that game. The Cass boys ranked number 4 in Class 5A, finished 5-0 in region play, and are now 11-2-1 on the season. The Colonels have non-region tune-ups next week, April 9th and 11th. They'll play at South Paulding and at home against Sequoia on the 11th. The Woodland boys sewed up the number 4 seed from Region 7 5A last Thursday night as well by edging Hiram in Paulding County 1-0. Chris Sanchez scored the game's only goal in the second half to lift the Wildcats. Woodland now 9-4 on the year, finished 2-3 in region matches. The Wildcats have non-region tune-ups remaining at North Paulding on April the 11th, and they will host Bremen on April the 12th. Dalton, ranked number 3 in Class 5A, will be the number 2 seed from Region 7 5A on the boys' side. Calhoun is the number 3 seed. Cartersville at 1-4 in the region, and Hiram, who went winless in region play, will miss the 2024 state playoffs. In Region 6 AAA, the Adairsville boys finished league play with a 3-2 mark and will be the number 3 seed in the GHSA Class 3A state tournament. Cahulla Creek won the region, followed by Bremen. Prior to the playoffs, the Adairsville boys will have a home game next Tuesday, April the 9th. They'll take on Pickens, and the following Thursday, they'll play Lafayette. In girls soccer in Region 7 5A, the Cartersville Lady Canes finished second in the region with a 4-1 mark. Woodland was next at 3-2 in the league. Dalton won the region and will have a home state playoff game along with Cartersville when the Class 5A state tournament begins on April the 16th. The Woodland girls will be the number 3 seed and will be on the road in the first round of the playoffs. At 8-6 overall, the Lady Canes have a non-region regular season game next Tuesday, April the 9th. They'll be at home against Ringgold. The Woodland girls at 9-2 on the year have non-region matches at home against Bremen on April the 10th and at Adairsville on April the 11th. In Region 6 AAA, the Adairsville girls, who are 11-3 overall, finished 5-1 in region play and locked up second place in the league, plus a home playoff game in the first round of the Class 3A state tournament. Bremen won the region at 6-0. Cahulla Creek is third, followed by LFO. The Adairsville girls will host Pickens next Tuesday, April the 9th, and Woodland on the 11th as they get ready for the state playoffs. That's your local high school soccer update. Coming up next, we'll highlight this past week's Bartow County Track and Field Championships. Keep your property in top-notch shape this season with a new Husqvarna mower from Elite Stone Supply. With all your residential and commercial mower needs, Elite has zero turn and riding models in all price levels. Check out the robotic mowers too. Come explore all the Husqvarna mower options at Elite Stone Supply. Across from Racetrack at 9 Baker Road, just north of Cartersville on US 41. Call 770-387-3007 on Facebook and online at EliteStoneSupply.net. Welcome back to the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. I'm your host, Charles Wilson, and now we'll reflect for a moment on last week's Bartow County Track and Field Championships won by the Cartersville High girls and boys. In the competition held at Woodland High School, the Cartersville girls finished 5.5 points ahead of the Woodland girls, with the Cass girls another 10 points back. The Cartersville boys won by 16 points over Woodland. The Adairsville boys were third, and Cass followed that. Let's run through all of the county champions at this time. Nicole Perez, a senior at Adairsville High School, won the girls' discus throw at 111-1. The boys' discus throw was won by Thoreau Lipscomb, a freshman at Cartersville High School, with a throw of 142-6. Lila Webb, a sophomore at Cass High School, won the triple jump with a leap of 31.7.5. And the boys' triple jump was won by Woodland's Jamarian Walker, a senior who jumped 43-1. K.K. Evans of Cass and Elia McBride of Adairsville both cleared 4 feet 10 inches in the girls' high jump. The boys' high jump had 3 people to clear 5'10", Charles Coleman of Adairsville, Tamarius Wilkie of Adairsville, and Cameron Collum of Cartersville. Alana Williams, a freshman at Cartersville, won the girls' shot put with a throw of 38-7. The boys' shot put was won by Thoreau Lipscomb, 45-2 from Cartersville. Lila Webb won the girls' long jump with a leap of 14 feet 1 inches, and the boys' long jump was won by Jamarian Walker at 21 feet. Lainey Sanders of Cartersville won the girls' pole vault at 9 feet 3 inches, and the boys' pole vault was won by Woodland's Heath Tatum. He cleared 10 feet. Adairsville's Elia McBride won the girls' 100-meter hurdles in 16.08. The boys' 110-meter hurdles was won by Zachary Wiggins of Woodland in 14.73. Caitlin Godwin of Cass won the girls' 100-meter dash in 12.18. And the boys' 100 meters was won by Kendrick Price of Cartersville in 10.87. Miranda Pilo of Woodland won the girls' 1,600-meter run in 6 minutes. And the boys' 1,600-meter run was won by Landon McSwain in 4:35. The Woodland girls' team won the 4x800 relay, and the Cartersville boys' team took that same event on the boys' side. In the boys' 4x200-meter relay, it was Cartersville winning with a time of 1:34.48. The girls' 4x200-meter was won by Woodland in 1:49.69. The girls' 4x100-meter relay was won by Cass at 50.77 seconds, and the boys' 4x100-meter relay was won by Cartersville in 43.02. The girls' 400-meter dash was won by Caitlin Godwin of Cass in 1 minute, 2 seconds, 0.21. And the boys' 400 meters was won by Jamarian Walker, a senior at Woodland. He finished in 50.84. The girls' 300-meter hurdles was won by Paisley Harp, a freshman at Woodland, in 50.41. And the boys' 300-meter hurdles was won by Zachary Wiggins, a senior at Woodland, in 39.35. V.V. Vest of Cartersville, a sophomore, won the girls' 800-meter run in 2 minutes, 40 seconds, 0.61. And the boys' 800-meter run was taken by Andy Forsyth, a senior at Woodland, in 2 minutes, 1 second, 0.33. The girls' 200-meter dash was won by Caitlin Godwin of Cass in 27.04. And the boys' 200 was won by Kendrick Price, a senior at Cartersville, in 22.39. Olivia Berry of Woodland won the girls' 3,200-meter run, and Landon McSwain of Woodland won the boys' 3,200 meters. The Cartersville girls won the 4x400-meter relay, and the Cartersville boys took the same event on the boys' side. If you'd like to see other individual marks and results from that same meet, all the individual and relay marks for all competitors can be found on BartowSportsZone.com. Up next, we'll catch up with last week's local high school baseball action and take a glance at this week's spring break schedules. Plus, we'll give you an update on our Bartow Sports Zone Bracket Pick'em Contest, sponsored by St. Angelo's Pizza.
Hey folks, this is Sean from St. Angelo's Pizza next to Lake Point Sports. If you're like me, you're ready for nicer weather and get-togethers. Well, with everything going on, we thought we'd bring you something a little delicious and economical to share with family and friends. Our pizza of the month is the Hawaii Five-O. For only $9.99, you can have this specialty pie covered with ham, pineapple, bacon, and of course our famous mozzarella and sauce. So So dine in, carry out, or delivery, you choose. Order online at stangelos.com. That's stangelos.com.
Do you see yourself traveling, working part-time, or moving someplace warmer when you retire? Derek Strange, your Cartersville Edward Jones financial advisor, wants to help make your retirement goals a reality. He can help you figure out where you are today and how to get where you expect to be. Working together, you can plan for what you want and be ready to take on anything unexpected along the way. Call Derek at 770-386-4545 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC. Sponsors of the Elite Athletes of the Month, Elite Stone Supply at Baker Road and US 41 North is your local authorized Husqvarna dealer. See Elite for all your landscaping needs and check out the inventory of mowers, tillers, trimmers, and blowers. Need pine straw, mulch, sand, topsoil, rocks, or landscaping boulders? How about cultured or natural stone? Elite delivers with tons of options. Across from Racetrack, just north of Cartersville, on Facebook and at EliteStoneSupply.net. Welcome back to the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. I'm your host, Charles Wilson. Before we get to our local baseball updates, let's update the leaders in our 2024 Bartow Sports Zone College Basketball Bracket Pick'em Contest, sponsored by St. Angelo's Pizza at Lake Point. Heading into this weekend's Final Four, Cassville Flash leads the field with 111 points, but is overall second place with 110 points. But we hope it's not a brick is currently in second place with 110 points, but will definitely fall this weekend with all of his Final Four choices already eliminated from the tournament. Walt Winters is currently third and has Purdue beating UConn in the finals. Rhonda's Worms Primo bracket is fourth with UConn as the national champion. And Nyasica rounds out the top five. The bracket has UConn as its winner. The overall best bracket wins $50 in food prizes from St. Angelo's Lake Point. Second place gets $30 in food prizes, and third gets a food prize. So good luck to all of our competitors and their brackets. Now we'll catch you up on last week's baseball results and look ahead to this week's schedule. Let's start with the Class 5A top-ranked Cartersville Purple Hurricanes. Coach Kyle Tucker's Canes are 17-3 on the season. They are 9-0 in Region 7 5A following Region Series sweeps of Calhoun, Woodland, and Dalton. The Purple Hurricanes have the Hurricanes will take off. The Hurricanes will take on some stiff non-region competition this week in the battle for Bartow Invitational at their home field and at Lake Point. The Canes will play Class 5A 6th-ranked McIntosh on Thursday at 1 p.m. and Class 6A number 1-ranked Houston County on Thursday night at 7. That game will be at Lake Point. Cartersville will also play Cedartown on Friday at 6 o'clock at Lake Point. Following those non-region games, Cartersville has a 3-game region series left with Cass on April 9 through 12 and non-region games with Centennial and River Ridge the following week. With Cartersville perched atop the Region 7 5A standings, the battle for the other three state playoff spots is far from decided. Cass is currently 4-2 in region games. The Colonels swept 3 games from Dalton, but then lost 2 of 3 against Calhoun. Calhoun is at 2-4, having been swept by Cartersville, but winning 2 out of 3 against the Colonels. And Woodland is also 2-4 in the region. The Wildcats won 2 of 3 with Dalton, but then lost 3 straightville. Dalton at 1-8 brings up the rear of the region standings. This week, Cass, who is 12-8 overall, is playing a 3-game non-region swing in the Athens, Georgia area. The Colonels play at Athens Academy on Wednesday night and have a doubleheader on Thursday at Oconee County. After spring break week, the Colonels have a pair of three-game region series remaining with Cartersville and Woodland. Speaking of the Wildcats, they take on Alexander and Cedartown on Thursday, and then they'll play Carrollton on Friday. All of those games at Lake Point. Woodland will play McEachern also on Saturday. The Wildcats, who are 10-8 heading into the week, have remaining region games with Calhoun and Cass. That will be their final six region games. In Region 6 AAA, the Adairsville Tigers will be playing important region games this week during their spring break week. The Tigers lost on Monday night at home to 6th-ranked Ringgold 11-1. They will finish that two-game region series at Ringgold on Thursday and begin a home-and-home at LFO on Friday. Adairsville is currently 11-6 overall and 4-3 in region games. They are ranked number 9 in Class 3A, but they currently trail Gordon Lee, Ringgold, and Bremen in their region standings. The Tigers have two region games with Cahula Creek and two region games with Bremen coming up after this week. The fifth and final local high school team is the Excel Christian Academy Eagles. They were not in action this past week and are currently 3-6 on the season with a 2-2 mark in GAPS Region 1 of Division 1AA. On Excel's schedule next week, Johnson Ferry Christian and North Georgia Homeschool. Well, that's a whirlwind look at your local high school spring sports in Bartow County. And we thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to tell your friends to subscribe. We will continue to update all your local sports on BartowSportsZone.com and past episodes from time to time to update the local results and schedules. We've wrapped up the Bartow Sports Zone radio show on WBHF for another season, but we'll return on August the 9th with Season 10 and local high school football. So until next time, from the Bartow Sports Zone headquarters in Cartersville, this is Charles Wilson. Stay safe and keep your eye on the ball. We'll catch you next time on the Bartow Sports Zone podcast.